It's Giving Tuesday today, and here at the Taking a Walk podcast, we're pausing our regular release schedule to acknowledge some charities for the great work that they do year-round. Home Base is a very important organization based in Boston in conjunction with Mass General and the Boston Red Sox. And I'd like to welcome back retired Brigadier General Jack Hammond on Taking a Walk. Now, just for context, Home Base provides mental and brain health care and support for veterans and military families. And I'm so honored that you took the time today, General, to be on this episode.
Well, Buzz, it's great taking a virtual walk with you today, and appreciate you kind of giving us a little bit of a shout out and keeping us top of mind during this time of Thanksgiving.
Can you give us a current picture of the health state of veterans and their families in 2022 as it closes out?
As you can imagine, as we've come through the whole pandemic, we've been presented with a lot of challenges. Americans in general have faced a lot of mental health challenges. And if you went into this period of time with some complex injuries, it didn't get better. I mean, that's really the bottom line. And so for a lot of folks, it got a bit worse. And in many ways, our suicide numbers jumped quite a bit. Everything going on in the Ukraine, where there's a threat of nuclear war, where there's a threat of further Russian incursion. And, you know, this past week, we have more than 100,000 U.S. troops that have been on that border since last February. And every one of those has a family that's kind of white knuckling this time. So it is a difficult time for our people.
Boy, so Home Base is so important, that the work that you and your team do year round. And on this Giving Tuesday, can you give us an update, General, on what's going on at Home Base with many of the initiatives as you close out the year?
Every 2 weeks, we fly in 24 of the most injured veterans in the country, frankly, anywhere in the world. We've flown them in from all 50 states and 13 countries. And then every week, we fly 3 to 5 special operations team members, Navy SEALs, Green Berets, Delta Force members, for our brain health and treatment program. And then finally, 3 times a year, we bring in the most injured family members who are surviving family members of military suicide, veteran suicide, some of the most injured folks we care for. And we leverage the incredible resources of Harvard Medical School, Mass General Brigham, Spalding Rehab, to deliver the best care possible anywhere in the world. All at no cost, by the way.
So, General, on this Giving Tuesday, how can listeners help Home Base who are listening to this on Giving Tuesday?
There's 2 things they can always do. First of all, go to homebase.org. Pretty simple, homebase.org. And then you can find out a little bit more about us. But what I would always say is, if you know a veteran who's not doing well, especially this time of year, please encourage them to get connected to care. We have a range of programs from wellness-based to complex clinical care. And everybody needs just a little bit of different types of care. And if you feel so inclined, we always need help, because we provide this care at no cost. So a Giving Tuesday, if you'd consider us as part of your giving, we deeply appreciate it. The money saves lives every day.
We have Janice Hoffman, who's the president and CEO of Wide Horizons for Children. Hello, Janice.
Hi, Buzz. Great to join you today.
Tell the folks about Wide Horizons for Children.
Sure. Our base is in Massachusetts. It's where we started. But as you said, our reach and impact is global. Well, we were incorporated in 1974, and our first, I suppose, initiative was the airlift of orphans from Saigon and finding those children homes in Massachusetts. That was our founding and our start. And since then, we've really focused on the plight of orphans, children who have become orphans and need a family or a safe haven, and children who are at risk because of intergenerational poverty and other factors of becoming orphans. We've worked in over 50 countries in about the last 50 years with a focus on alleviating pain and suffering for those children and giving them a brighter future.
I mean, I can go on and on for sure, and you can too. You know, Ethiopia, Africa, Guatemala, Latin America, Eastern Europe. I have to think also now with what's going on in the Ukraine, I would imagine you have some work involved there, I'm thinking. Is that true?
Yes, we don't have a direct program in Ukraine at this time. We did in the past, but what we're finding is that as families come over the border into Moldova, which is a country not many people can find on a map, we do run a program there, and those children sometimes find their way into the orphanages that we fund in Moldova, and we have seen that happen. And yeah, we are part of the solution for those children.
Giving Tuesday is very important. Can you talk about what Giving Tuesday does for organizations like Wide Horizons for Children?
You know, we're into our most important giving season at this time, and Giving Tuesday is the single most important online giving event for us. And I'm grateful that we've had a donor come forward and provide a match. So every dollar that we receive from a donor this year will double the impact for children.
So how can folks help, Janice, Wide Horizons?
Please go to our website. It's widehorizonsforchildren.org. Learn about us. See the transformative power of our programs. And please give.
I want to welcome the president and CEO of Easter Seals Massachusetts, Paul Medeiros. Thanks for being on, Paul.
Thanks so much for having me, Buzz. I appreciate it.
Please tell our listeners about the mission of Easter Seals.
Sure. Our mission is to provide services to ensure that children and adults with disabilities have equal opportunities to live, learn, work, and play.
And you've been at Easter Seals for a couple of years in your career, right?
Yeah, actually, last month I celebrated my 20th anniversary. I started as an occupational therapist 20 years ago, and just really believe in the mission and love the work we do here, and have never really had a reason to look elsewhere.
How can people help? And specifically, there's a lot of folks listening to this podcast that are certainly from the Boston and Massachusetts area, but we also do have a reach, across the country, but also, you know, globally as well. So speak to how folks listening to this can help Easter Seals.
For sure. Well, you know, we're a nonprofit. Donations always are welcome, no matter where you live. And we are focused in Massachusetts, but I think our mission is global. And we also have a network of Easter Seals across the country. But if you'd like to donate, you know, you can come to our website, EasterSealsMA.org. And we do, I think, a pretty good job of keeping things up to date and telling you what's going on, so you can choose, you know, where you'd like your dollars to go as well. We have a veterans program that works with returning service members and their families. We have a variety of employment programs. So really, whatever you're passionate about, you know, you could come to the website, check it out, and possibly make a donation. We also need volunteers. You know, all of our programs really rely on volunteers. And whether you're in Massachusetts and you'd like to do some hands-on work, or maybe you'd like to just, you know, make a donation and help us either get these programs off the ground or sustain some of our really successful long-running programs, we can always use your help.
Paul, thank you for the work that you and your team do, and thanks for being on Taking a Walk on this Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks again for having me, and thanks for personally being a supporter of Easter Seals as well.
Taking a Walk with Buzz Knight.